Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you so have provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me a willing spirit. Our Lord and God, we praise you on this day that marks a new season in the church year. We've been celebrating you for glorifying your Son by lifting him up on the cross before lifting him up into heaven. Now we extol you for indwelling your church by sending down your Spirit. We thank you for the fulfillment of that which Moses petitioned, Joel prophesied, Jesus promised. After glorifying your Son, you have consummated this promise, and all who are thirsty may now drink of your life-giving Spirit. We have now received your Spirit, not just 70 of us, but all of us. We have now received your Spirit, not just for transient prophecy, but unto eternal life. But thank you that your Spirit is not just for us alone, but is for the common good. You have given us your Spirit so that we who are thirsty may not only drink, but also pour forth rivers of living water. You have given us your Spirit so that we may proclaim the glory of your Son to every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have given us your Spirit so that we may prophesy to a lost and broken world that this world is not the end. All the pain, the sickness, the violence, the struggles, the injustice, the coronavirus, the brutality, the deaths, the corruption, this is not the end that you have for us. You have given us your Spirit to proclaim that even when the sun is turned to darkness, the moon to blood, and blood, fire, and vapor of smoke fills the earth, still everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, use us to proclaim these words to comfort a dying world. Thank you for comforting us in these troubling times as well. We praise you for the good report concerning our sister Karen. Thank you for the healing that you ministered through the hands of the doctors and nurses. We pray for more healing to extend across this land, for the pandemic to be squelched, for the social tensions to subside. We pray for those localities that are starting to come out of hiding. Please protect the vulnerable among us as we go back to serving our neighbors through the vocations that you've placed before us. Please use the palpable fear of death to turn our nation to you, not to turn us against each other. Please use it to purge us with hyssop that we might be clean, and to wash us that we might be whiter than snow. Mend the bones that you have broken, restore to this country the joy of your salvation, all by upholding us with the gift that we celebrate today, your Holy Spirit. And now, by the power that he provides, by the privilege won by the Son, and all to the glory of the Father, we rise to offer the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
rest. He's given us abundance. And as many of you may have seen, our cup runneth over. As we had a little accident here, perhaps you didn't see that. God is good to us. This is the cup of blessing. Let us partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Give thee peace. Amen.